Hey Josh,
Hey Jeff.
how you doing, man?
Tired. But other than that, I'm good. You?
Oh, you know, code raging, president denying that he's lost, Congress getting nothing done. I'm fine, just the usual. 2020.
It's the same thing that's been happening for all of 2020. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, yeah, you know, whatever. It's just, did you ever see the GIF of the cartoon dog in the burning
No, but
house?
I saw the GIF.
It's a GIF.
I saw the GIF.
Do you always have to be contrarian?
Well, let me ask you, is your name Jeff? Is it spelled with a J or is it spelled with a G?
That's a great question. Mine happens to be spelled with a J, but you can
Oh,
spell
so
Jeff with a G, and so you always have to say,
can
I'm
you?
Jeff with a J.
Can you?
I mean,
Can
yeah.
you? No, you don't have to say I'm Jeff with a J. People with Jeff as a G have to say I'm Jeff with a G.
We had a
I'm
friend
G
that
off.
we that's right, we had a friend that was Jeff with a G in our friend circle when we were teenagers, my wife and I. And so we would call him G off to
Yeah.
distinguish from me, because obviously mine is the proper way
Correct.
to spell and say it. But it's GIF. Should it be GIF? I don't, probably not. Like, you look at it and it's like, I
I
mean, come
mean, do
on.
you eat Gif peanut butter or do you eat Jif peanut butter? JIF.
I GIF peanut butter.
Oh, good. So then it's
Yeah, no.
GIF, Gif.
No, this is GIF, GIF.
No, Gif. Gif. Gif is peanut butter brand.
Wonder if anybody is listening past this point.
I wonder if they're thinking we're actually going to come to a conclusion.
Well, if that's the case, and they don't really know us well at all, do they?
Oh,
So I hear this rumor that you have finished the Harry Potter audiobooks.
I have finished the Harry Potter audiobooks. I finished it sometime last week. But
Okay,
we didn't
so
get to podcast like very much last week, so we didn't
we
get to
did
talk about
not
it.
know. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So I encouraged you strongly to check it out, you know, 'cause I said you were not a real Harry Potter fan unless you had either read the books or listened. And it's my opinion that this is one of those books that actually is more enjoyable when listened to on audiobook. What were your thoughts on the audiobooks?
It was enjoyable. Hermione was really, really horribly written and really, really horribly played.
Hermione is probably the like middle-aged
That and
guy
Ginny.
reading for
Yeah.
Ginny and Hermione. It would be probably the weak spots, but
Yeah,
I would
he.
say that those are the probably the two lone weak spots.
Yeah, he just does he does the adolescent girl, just generic, helpless, whiny voice for every single adolescent girl in the entire series.
Which is weird because his McGonagall is
Oh,
like, it's pretty amazing.
great McGonagall, great Trelawney,
Yeah.
but horrible, horrible on any of the female students.
Yeah, and he's got like
It's literally the same voice for every female student.
I wouldn't go that
I
far.
would.
Well, maybe
I
there's
did, in
something you
fact.
lost in your noise canceling headphones, some kind of nuance or something.
Yeah, maybe there was an echo that I should have heard.
Were you listening to them in the headphones, or did you guys listen as a family?
We did not listen to them as a family. Well, some of them we did. For the car ride when we were doing our trip across America earlier this year.
Okay.
But since we've gotten into our house, we haven't done much traveling. And so literally it would have taken probably another like year and a half to actually get
Yeah.
through the books with
Yeah.
like 10-minute drive to the grocery store and all that. And at that point, if you're reading it only that much, like, you're not going to remember the story. So no. I just listen to it on my own time.
So one of my big gripes with the movies is how badly they misrepresent Dumbledore, in my opinion. Do you agree with that?
I like movie Dumbledore better than book Dumbledore.
Oh my God, I could not possibly disagree with you more. How on earth could you possibly like movie Dumbledore more?
Because book Dumbledore is, he is presented as this sort of like control freak that he essentially, really, he comes across as like really using Harry, right? Not even fully understanding Harry and just really utilizing him.
I don't think so. I mean, I have listened to it 4 times. So the, you know, thoughts on it have. So every time we listen, as like we end up listening as a family when we do summer road trips, and we always want to discuss and dissect, you know, and go over it. And I think that, so this is going to be sound weird, right?
Okay.
Because it is weird.
Most things come out of your mouth sound weird.
I know. So J.K. Rowling.
Rowling.
Keep those doggies rolling, roll high. So J.K. J.K. She's an atheist, if I'm not mistaken, right? But what I feel like she did in the Dumbledore character was actually write the God character. Like, Dumbledore doesn't give Harry information. He doesn't give him this information dump, right? He doesn't tell him his entire future and his entire existence, because at the beginning he's like, you couldn't handle this mess right now. And while the God of the Harry Potter series in Dumbledore would be an imperfect God, right, that makes mistakes, and still there's this sort of benevolence and sort of master plan, right?
I think what I find so difficult about the Dumbledore in the books is that we don't know anything about Dumbledore until literally the last book. And then I feel like,
well, and even then you don't know,
right? Exactly. Well, that's the thing, is like, you don't, and it's literally just, all it is hearsay from some people who, you know, some people who disdain Dumbledore, some people who want to say stuff because, you know, they want to gain popularity. There's, you know, that all these different things. It's kind of a lot. I mean, it's, the truth is that I guess anybody who dies, right, they're essentially immortalized in the people around them's lives, right? Sure. And even more to an extreme when that person's a public figure, right? That person is immortalized and sometimes good, sometimes bad. Everything comes out. And I think it's kind of strange to me that this was where she ended up going in the book. Because, really? Yeah, part of it is that. And the other part of it is, if Dumbledore really had all of these ideas and knowledge and wisdom, and he knew his time was short, why didn't he actually make an attempt to actually pass it along to Harry sooner?
Well, there's a whole lot in there. There's a whole lot to unpack in there.
Right. And to me, I'm and that's why the Dumbledore of the book is horrible, and the better is worse than the Dumbledore of the movie.
No, because the Dumbledore of really the book is actually get that sort the of, best ever. No,
you don't get that sort of animosity and gripe with from the main characters towards Dumbledore, right?
In the movies?
Yeah.
So this is part of the brilliance, in my opinion, of J.K. Rowling's writing. Okay. There is so much complexity and depth. There's only one character in the entire series that you could say in any way lacks something in the way of depth, and that would be
Creature. Voldemort.
Creature is freaking the best. I love Creature.
Creature will not listen to the Mudblood.
I don't know. We don't know what the Mudblood thinks. Just mumbling to himself.
Oh, imagine if my mistress...
Oh, rest her soul.
Oh, man. No, but like, it's written in this way that there is no unvarnished hero. You know, like, Dumbledore is complicated and he's messy and things but you think...
But he's posthumously complicated and messy. That's what I don't like about it.
I guess I can kind of understand that, but I think what you're not liking is probably what she was going for. Like, you don't always get the answers. There are times when things are left incomplete and you feel this weight and this, you know, you feel this thing in you where you're like, did I even know that person? Like, all the questions that you think when you've lost somebody.
Have you ever experienced that?
For sure. Where it's like, I mean, I've had a couple close relatives who we knew was terminal. And I used to get like so frustrated whenever we were spending time together and the TV was on. Because I'd be like, what the hell are we doing? You know, like there's like, are we going to be happy looking back on this and knowing that instead of talking during that time, we were watching a movie or something. And I mean, at least for that relationship, for me, it was one of those things where it's like, yeah, sometimes you actually do have to just like chill. It doesn't need to be like 100% intensity 24/7, which is like my speed.
Well, maybe that's where kind of our experiences differ, because I've not experienced any sort of real direct major loss in my life, at least with any human beings. So I've never experienced that. I don't know if I'm normal or if I'm weird.
I mean, I think there's like a range of, I think we're all weird, right? We're just weird in different ways. I don't know if I would feel that way if I hadn't experienced loss, like, and hadn't experienced it sort of like it was like 6 years ago, then 4 years ago, then 2 years ago with losing somebody who was significant, you know, and it changes parts of you, I feel like. And I feel like, and sometimes in a good way, like, I feel like Richard Rohr actually talks about this in, what book did you recommend to me of his that I read?
Which author?
Richard Rohr.
Oh, a lot of them, man. I have recommended, I think, all of them to you.
In one of the more recent ones, he talks about how people, they have sort of this awakening, you know, of significance and what matters, typically after they lose somebody that was close to them. And a lot of people just sort of let themselves go back to who they were before that. You know, they don't allow that change to be permanent and meaningful. But for me, it was sort of something that I clung to, where it's like, it definitely changes parts of how you view things. And I feel like, I don't know if like, we've debated this, like, you know, J.K. Rowling's writing, is she really that insightful and she's trying to show you these things, or is it like accidental? Because it seems so insightful when you look at that the whole series, the characters, the relationships, and how many different perspectives she's looking at the situation from and seeing it. It almost seems like you couldn't possibly have done that on purpose, but how could you have done it on accident? You know what I mean?
You don't think she just was like, and we're going to kill that character, and we're going to kill that character, and we're going to kill that character.
Well, I know that with some of them, she actually, there was one character was the only character that, when she told her editor, she broke down in tears. And there are several other characters that, you know, when it happened, she was like, she was just a mess, which I understand in a way, because I haven't written books or anything like that. But when I write music, they're like, this is weird thing. Like, I remember writing this song once, then, and my wife was like, who is that about? Like, that is savage. Like, it's not about me, right? And I'm like, no, what do you mean? And she's like, well, who's it about? And I was like, oh, I don't, it's not about any person. And she's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, the song kind of, like, it dictates to you where it's going. Like, it almost feels like you only have limited control over the direction of the thing.
Interesting.
And like, you can, even if you play a couple chords, you know, you string together a couple chords and you know, this is a happy song. Well, this is a sad song, or this is an angry song. Well, why? I don't know why. It just, you just feel it.
Hmm.
But my favorite thing about Book Dumbledore, right, is Book Dumbledore, he's a very powerful wizard, right?
Sure.
Okay. He's a real smart guy.
Sure.
How many times in the books does he yell?
Well, are you counting the times he projected his voice?
No. Like, yell in anger.
Oh. Only essentially when he was, like, being tortured by drinking.
Yeah, and even that was more in, like, horror or, you know, but, you know, somebody says something nasty to him, there's this humility about him that I feel like the reason that you don't get that in the movies is because they literally didn't know how to project strength and humility.
Hmm. See, Dumbledore appears very humble to me.
In the movies,
yeah.
So my least favorite scene in the movies, absolute least favorite scene, the Goblet of Fire, when Dumbledore comes into the office where Harry is, and he like shakes him and he's like, did you put your name in the cup? Right. And Dumbledore in the book, he's not like that at all. He's concerned.
That sounded like concern to me.
To me, it seemed like angry accusation.
Oh, because to me, it sounded more like, who do you know who did this? Because it should not have been. Not as in, why are you trying to cheat the system? But as, do you know what's going on? Why is your name in there? Like, this is not right.
So not you accusation. Feel like, that's an interesting take on it. I still think Book Dumbledore is way better. I mean,
tomato, tomato.
I'm so disappointed in you.
You know, that's what makes us such good friends is first, you're able to be disappointed in me.
It's true.
Second,
it's true.
I can choose to actively disagree with you even when I don't even have a dog in the fight.
It's true. It's true. You are very good at that. You're very good at that. So, you know, I also love how life imitates art in that series and art imitates life. Did you see the Rita Skeeter of the real world was in a Daily Beast article?
Rita Skeeter.
Yeah.
No.
Nancy Grace has got to be the inspiration for Rita Skeeter.
I am literally Googling that right now.
My favorite paragraph from the article is, Grace's hard-hitting style has often landed her in hot water and drawn charges of sensationalism. She's been quick to assign guilt on air, as in the cases of Elizabeth Smart's kidnapping, Duke LaCrosse, or Melinda Duckett, who took her own life the day after an interview where Grace grilled her about the disappearance of her 2-year-old son, Trenton. Or there was the time she suggested, without a shred of evidence, that someone may have drowned Whitney Houston.
Wow.
Yeah. The article is titled, Nancy Grace Doesn't Regret a Goddamn Thing.
I love her quote. She says, I report and cover and investigate very disturbing criminal cases. I consider those facts to be evidence.
I'm like, where is her quick quotes quill?
If other people consider true crime to be sensational, I would say they're wrong.
You gotta love it.
I mean, the fact that she's just like, because I'm here and reporting and someone suggested this as being a possibility means that it has some air of truth to it. And I need to report it.
That's right. And perhaps, you know, cash in on it, whatever, maybe, maybe not, stuff to say.
You know, sometimes quills will write themselves.
Right? Man. But so, were you glad that you listened to the book series? In the end, were you like, this was a worthwhile venture?
I'm glad I could check it off my list. I wouldn't say I'm better for it as a human being or as an individual. I think if
you take some time, you'll just reflect on it and you'll be better.
Oh, I've reflected.
You know, it's scientifically proven that people are actually better people for having read the Harry Potter series, right? You do believe in science, don't you, Josh?
Science is not something to believe in. It's not a religious cult. I trust in the scientific method, and I trust in the ability for human beings to conflagrate. Is that a word?
It is a word.
Yeah. And that's the correct context, to conflagrate.
Are you sure you don't mean conflate?
I do mean, I think so. I think I meant conflate, but I was thinking about, like, isn't conflagrate more of an action?
Well, to conflagrate is to catch fire.
Ah, damn it.
So I don't think.
I do believe in the human's ability to conflagrate. Information to excessively set fire to and destroy. I do believe in that, but no, I meant the other one.
We've spent years now doing that, like the last four solid years.
I meant conflate. I did mean conflate.
Donald Trump conflates and conflagrates information.
Listen, I have the best education. I have the best words.
The best people, the best definitions,
people, the best words. That's why I have to keep firing them, because I have to keep getting the best.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, duh.
They're the best, like, until they're no longer working for me.
That's right. And just to redirect you towards that science, that would be a HuffPost article, which says reading Harry Potter actually makes you a better person. And there actually is a little bit of scientific evidence
for it. I would ask how you would scientifically quantify the goodness of a person.
I am so glad you asked that.
If it's not even goodness.
I am so glad you asked that.
Like, how do you quantify better? Because better in what way? Like, does it make you more literate? In that case, I'd say if you can get through the book, you're more literate probably afterwards than when you started.
That is true.
But here we go. I wouldn't necessarily say better.
No. So from the HuffPost article, a 2014 study found that kids who read Harry Potter are more likely to reduce prejudices toward minority groups and display greater levels of empathy. The theory is this is likely due to the fact that Harry often aligns himself with, quote, stigmatized groups in the book, from house elves to...
Yeah, because he absolutely was completely all about shutting down the house elf slavery. That was totally his idea. Oh, wait. Was on board with Hermione. Oh, no, wait. He didn't give a crap.
So this is one of the interesting things that's happened in the last few years.
People make shit up.
J.K. Rowling has she has taken some heat, and we're going to just completely ignore the trans thing. We're not even going to get into that. We're not going there. We can't. I can't. So she has taken heat for the books because some people from some of the younger generations, some of them maybe, you know, some of the people that have maybe had safe spaces, okay, they feel like the books are wrong because they promote slavery and classism. And my response to that is, guys, the whole point of the house elves was to point out what it looks like when we take advantage of a group and some of the psychological effects that often come along with being in an oppressed group and the societal consequences of marginalizing different groups, right? All of these things have real world implications. Real world crossovers. But if you don't talk about them, especially in the safety of a fictional book, because you probably won't run into any giants, half giants, or I don't know, goblins in the real world. So if we talk about those topics in a safe space, if you will, in a way that is a controlled environment and where we can point out injustice and then extrapolate that to the real world, it makes us better.
Right. I don't think anyone reasonable would disagree with what you're saying.
It's weird that it even has to be said.
Right. Though I am disappointed that there wasn't more information about the Goblin Wars. Like, I feel like that's a huge, like, instead of going down this stupid, is Dumbledore a horrible person who hated Muggles and, you know, wanted to torture and hurt his, you know, younger sister.
See, that was so important, though.
Wouldn't it have been better to go down the Goblin Wars?
No.
Because it literally created an entire class, an entire system in which an entire like culture and species essentially was pillaged and reduced to something of a lesser state, and that they somehow, though ironically, they essentially have reached a state of they literally have all the gold at their disposal. Like, literally, they have so much power, even though they're technically at a lower class than a wizard.
Irony.
Right. And I think that would have been interesting to explore.
But see, you have to go into the Dumbledore thing. You have to. Listen, this is why.
The only reason you have to is because she made up a bunch of stuff because of this.
No, there's real value in that.
No.
There's seriously value.
Disagree.
Okay, allow me to offer this.
No. Hey, Siri, tell Jeff to be quiet.
Don't you encourage it to turn on again. All right. Allow me to offer this.
No.
Okay. Yes. Allow me.
No.
Stop controlling me, Josh.
I'm not controlling you. I'm just not allowing it.
Okay. I'm going there anyway. Okay. No. Oh, you're such a bastard.
Just admit you're wrong.
I am right. Okay.
You're wrong.
And you just haven't seen
it. You know who else is right? Everyone else who supports Trump.
I hate you right now.
Are you a Trump supporter? Are you a far right Trump supporter?
I hate you so much. No, just kidding. I can't even joke about it. Oh man. So
we're not talking about it though.
We are. Yes, no, we have to. Come on.
Nope.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong?
It's because you're afraid that you're going to see something you didn't see before, and then you're going to have to take it all back or make up some BS reason why you don't have to accept it, while you fashion your tinfoil hat.
It's because you can't let things go. You can't admit failure. You can't admit that perhaps J.K. Rowling wasn't as life-altering for somebody as you claim it to be, which, by the way, I would like to highlight that you had talked about the study. They found that it would be very important for children to be exposed to it. For children. You're 38 years old.
Here's the thing. No, here's the thing. Most of our country has demonstrated, most of our country has demonstrated that they need to go back to like the child level of understanding things and relearn some stuff. So,
I mean, the only way that it would make sense is if we're saying that, you know, that our parents are failing to actually do their job. That's the only place that this book would have any sort of advantage, right?
I might say that. Yeah, I might go as far as to say that.
Yeah, because otherwise I'm like, yeah, those values are things that I talk about with myself and my wife. We talk about with our kids at least on a several times a week basis. In fact, so much that my kids now point it out and they bring it up and they talk about it all on their own. So I'm like, they don't need some story to explain this to them.
No, you definitely don't need the story to explain it to them. However,
and I didn't learn it from some story. I just read the stories. Well, I just had the stories read to me is probably a more fair way of saying that.
Yeah. Because look, Mensa says it's the same thing. So you shut your face. Anyway.
What about your menses?
I am so glad that I can't physically reach you right now. So, you douche canoe. So, while you may have figured it all out.
Yeah, I did really great. I'm good.
Yeah. We have a lot of people who believe everything that they read or see on their favorite news media channel that could kind of benefit from.
Or their formerly favorite news channel, actually.
Ah, my friend, I feel like you're suggesting that it's limited to the Trump supporters.
Oh, no. I'm not. I never said anything specific.
Well, I don't see any liberals jump into new networks right now.
No.
And you said, I believe it's their formerly favorite network.
Didn't we have this discussion about podcasts already that we are, in fact, we are the bastion for the liberal mindset?
I feel like we're the bastion for the like thinking mindset.
Whatever helps you sleep at night. I hope you know that what I enjoy most about our friendship is that you don't care that I just love getting a rise out of you.
No, I really don't. Actually, I enjoy it.
It takes a lot, doesn't it? It takes a lot.
It does. It does. And I know, I see the effort that you put into it. Like I see that, you know, you really like, and when it doesn't work, you look for a new angle and a new avenue in. It's appreciated.
Not everyone can accept the truth straight to their face. So sometimes it takes a while to present the information to you in a way that is more malleable.
I mean, are we talking personal truths, Josh, or actual truth?
Well, are you talking about the personal truth of Trump winning the election, or are we talking about... Oh, wait. I thought the right doesn't believe in personal truth.
That is interesting, isn't it? Oh.
Did you happen to watch one of the videos I sent you yesterday about the parent-teacher conference?
I did. I love... So I didn't see what it was about. Like I saw, obviously, it's the electoral map, right?
Yeah. So it's all that. The video is just the electoral map, and it's all it is an audio recording of the mother calling a teacher to complain about the assignment that they had to do, which was to fill out the electoral college map, and then at the bottom it says how many votes did Trump get, how many votes did Biden get. And then the final question is, who won? And she was so upset that her son had written that Joe Biden had won.
Well, that was the correct answer. Is no one won yet.
Exactly. Because we're not even talking, like, how are you not talking about the fact that there's states that haven't even decided, and like it's not even been certified, nobody's won yet. Why are you doing this?
And I'm pretty sure that call was made from the Four Seasons Landscaping Company parking lot. I'm not positive, but I will say that I didn't see what I didn't see the heading of the video or anything like that. So I'm listening and I thought it was just the mother, like, you know, doing like a Facebook Live video or something where she's complaining, mm-hmm. right? Open-ended. And then she stops talking for a second and I'm like, what's happening now? And there's this long pause. And then I realize that the teacher's on speakerphone and she's just like, I don't even know what to say to you, man.
Right.
It's like a 3-second pause.
She's like, I hear your concerns. Thank you for raising them. I will talk to your son.
I will talk to Anthony.
Yep. Yep. And she's like, well, what about all the other kids? Are you not going to fix this? Like,
dude. So we got it.
Teachers, I appreciate you. You are amazing people. Thank you for everything you do. Especially, though we're homeschoolers.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you do.
Like we appreciate the difficulty of your job. Yes. We know that it's really not possible to give all of those kids the amount of attention that they need, such to the extent that we have found a way to keep our kids home and teach them within our family, even if that means significant sacrifice. Yeah, you got a hard job, man. That's
yeah.
And now you got to do it and try not to catch the Rona. Well, see, this is why I wanted to stick to Harry Potter today, but you had to be a jackass and not go into the dissection of Albus Dumbledore. So now we're down to coronavirus.
You know why?
Good job.
You know why? Because nobody would listen to the episode.
Millions would listen to the episode. You watch your mouth.
All right. Here's my deal to you, Jeff. Make your rant. Do your dissection. Next episode. It'll be 100% everything you want to rant and say about Harry Potter. And if it gets the most listens, let's see, what do I get to do? What should I have to do? I think I should have to do something here.
You should have to admit first off that book, Dumbledore is better.
Oh.
And why?
Oh. Okay,
and why?
Oh, I feel like heartburn in my chest.
Yeah, that's the heart trying to connect
a migraine that's muscles just starting to show the, up. I can't even like,
the brain.
Contemplate that right now. It's like,
yeah, it's hard. Oh. It's hard. Yeah. Do you want to go back to something a little lighter like COVID?
Sure. I mean, oh geez, I actually yawned there.
That's good. That's dude, don't edit that out.
It's time.
It is time.
Next episode, Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. Greatest wizard of all time or Muggle hater? No, we're going to have to come up with a different title than that.
Yeah.
Well, Into the Pensive.
Just take Rita Skeeter's title. You go with that one.
All right. Yeah, that works. Sounds all right, good. All right, man.
See you next time.
I gotta go because I gotta get working on it. I'm gonna have to probably call out for the next few days of work. I just really wanna.
Oh God, what did I just should I just like mute my microphone for the next episode?
Do you think I need to sleep or like do you think I could just power through and like?
Like, do you intend to make this like a question answer? Like, am I supposed to actually respond? Is there going to be rhetorical answers for me to give? I mean,
there's definitely going to be, at the very least, there's going to be, have you ever done one of those like continuing education things where you have to like put in a little password that like pops up on the screen to show that you're actually paying attention?
No.
You've never done those? Like any kind of.
Do you think I work in a profession where I have to continually educate myself?
Okay. Well, anyway. All that to say, yeah, there's going to be some kind of like, you know, making sure that you're still there with me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know how much I want you to talk considering that what you had to say this episode, but
I'll draw some eyes on the other side of my eyelid and just.
Weekend at Josh's.
Oh, we don't have a video. Never mind.
We don't. Yeah. It just sounds like you thrashing around in your chair.
Yeah. Good times. Good time.
All right. On that note, we will see you next time.
Next time for the exciting conclusion of Jeff's opinions of Harry Potter.
You're the worst.